My name is James T. Griffin. I'm one of the partners at Lifestyle Wellness Benefits. I'm here to talk to you today about the future, thank you, Lori, of the wellness industry. So again, the future of the wellness industry. This is a really big order to fill, especially since our company only occupies the parts of the wellness industry dealing with wellness group benefits and financial services. I can't speak for other initiatives taking place in the market today, but I can update you on what is happening with our company and our partners worldwide. Wellness industry, these two words, have very strong meaning to all of us at Lifestyle Wellness Benefits. For many decades, truly claiming an industry as our very own was something that cannot be said with true conviction. And it seemed that, in order to practice our chosen wellness disciplines, that we felt that there was some level of recognition needed by medical, pharmaceutical, and insurance industries that we needed in order to stand proud and be counted under their brand. But it was never really their brand that we were after, was it? Well, most people that have chosen to pursue the path of prevention, treating the cause of illness, and generally wanting to help people understand that if they had a choice, they would rather practice their chosen path, often as it's been done for thousands of years, than sell out here and there to put food on the table. Now, nobody can blame anybody for wanting that security. So, but what if we're not necessary to try to prove our worth to an industry that has nothing to do with wellness whatsoever? Let me clarify. The days of accepting careers on contracts simply for the pay are quickly coming to an end for those of us in the wellness industry. You may have already seen proof of this. So, keep this in mind. All industries are dependent upon, at the very least, supply and demand. These are the very basic necessities needed for strategists to utilize industry growth and sustainability. Now, let's look at the industries that we have previously depended upon to share their customers. The pharmaceutical industry supplies chemical substitutes, and sick people make up the demand for this industry. They are a reactive supply chain dependent on disease before profit can be made. Then we have the medical industry, supplies diagnostics and recommendations to treat disease. Their demand is sick people. Like the pharmaceuticals, they've become a mostly reactive industry, waiting for sick people or damaged humans before money can be exchanged. So those are the two. Then we have the wellness industry, supplies well-being and balance to improve the quality of life for all people. Demand is created by people looking for answers to improve their quality of life, their genuine quality of life. This is a proactive and preventative industry. People come to us in order to avoid the other two industries. The wellness industry has no relation to the medical or pharmaceutical industries. So, why do we often spend so much of our time and our resources to appeal to these markets? Well, man's search for well-being and improved quality of life is many thousands of years in the making, where Western medicine and pharmaceuticals made the respective industries meaningful only within the past few decades. Thousands of years versus decades. So we are the ones with the answers and not them. It's time that we act in a capacity where we are meant to enter the marketplace with that confidence. So, this is the main reasons why companies like Lifestyle Wellness Benefits, the founding company of 321 Well, and our partners are introducing products that are wholly independent and exclusive to the wellness industry and the service providers that make up its knowledge base. So over the next year, you will see some exciting and inspiring products being introduced to do just this. One obvious advancement needed for our industry is corporate benefits that include all forms of wellness for well-being. While this is the next logical step, it is unlikely that employers are ready to implement such a product in a high enough volume to make it cost-effective. A strategy for logical integration is needed to not only get companies used to the idea of wellness for well-being, but to get employees engaged first, and secondly, educated on the options and dispelling myths forced upon them by popular media and early generational education. 2015, this is very exciting, heralds the advent of two key systems that ease companies into the idea of wellness for well-being and improve quality of life. The first, wellness employee benefits as an add-on to existing corporate group benefit plans. The current product line goes under GWS, or Group Wellness Services. This is currently being distributed and is happening today with amazing results. Second, registration of service providers for the group benefit world, which is also very useful for client acquisition and discounts to encourage more client visits. Service providers are currently being registered, and this is also happening today, which is very exciting. Now, being introduced over the next 2 years as the excitement continues to grow, I want to share with you about two more initiatives that are going to be manifesting over the next few years. One, new group platforms manufactured independently to create diversity in competitive markets. There are currently three brave and influential companies that we are partnered with for immediate introduction of these products. So keep an eye out for late 2015 for implementation of these systems. And by 2016, five independent group wellness platforms will be operating independent of the group health market. This means that the entire wellness industry must brush up and learn how to be a part of the group benefits world. Education will be a very important element with each introduction. So, this is something to truly celebrate, to feel the excitement, to feel that fire that we were just talking about. Because up until now, major players have been afraid to break free from the status quo. You will be seeing many new advancements because major players now realize that we, as a group in the wellness industry, keep pushing forward and there is no sign of stopping our growth. Wellness has become an immovable and incomparable force that cannot be stopped. Why? Because people are simply demanding a better quality of life. Second, infrastructure development is probably the most important component for any industry to advance into independence and unlimited growth. This has been happening for decades, never stronger than it is today. From gyms and clinics to growing representations from associations and colleges and client acquisition initiatives and more. Now, the most difficult part of infrastructure development is the level of cohesiveness within an industry and all of its parts. Its parts, of course, refer to the various disciplines and markets that encourage, in simplest terms, spending by the general public. So, cohesiveness either comes naturally within an industry, promoted by one or more of its markets, or forced upon by politicians and special interest groups. The latter will happen regardless of our self-responsibility as an industry, but can be tempered and controlled by the various markets taking the initiative early enough. Fortunately, in the eyes of our competing industries, we are young enough and small enough that, for the most part, we are being left alone. For now. That's the picture today, and it doesn't appear to be the picture for long. Take a look around you today at the advancements that you see here today, all that's happening within the industry. It is really impressive. This is but a fraction of what is happening out there. From our perspective at Lifestyle Wellness Benefits, as a group benefits promoter and manufacturer, the world is ready for our industry to finally take control and become influential and not just helpful to other industries. There are some challenges, though. As I've mentioned, cohesiveness is still an issue. While there are many ways to achieve cohesiveness of an entire industry, we have chosen to work with groups using unification through standardization as a means to achieve our goals. I'm sure you can understand why a company working in the corporate group market would choose this route. After all, how can we get corporations to spend money in a group wellness product if we don't organize the disciplines, and there are many disciplines, in a neat database, offer incentives, and point their employees in the right direction? For our discipline in the wellness industry, standardization is truly paramount. So, what do you need to know as a service provider in the wellness industry to stay ahead of the game and profit? First, answer simply, get involved. Next, don't be afraid to voice your opinion. Voice your opinions with confidence because we are telling the truth. and learn about other industries without becoming like them in business or in ethics. Keep in mind that we do not subscribe to changing the reasons why you became a wellness provider or why you are in process right now. Some of you are in process of becoming wellness providers, getting your certifications. Some of you are already in the game in the industry. We believe that wellness businesses have unlimited potential for profit without becoming cynical and hard-nosed in business. Those are simply not the wellness way. From our perspective, operating in group wellness and financial sectors of corporations, unification through standardization is the next natural and logical step. Unification truly is the reason why we are here today. With unification comes many benefits, stemming from public trust and confidence to create standardizations to improve the businesses of all service providers, no exceptions. Today's landscape of the wellness industry seems to be getting bigger by the hour. But is it really? We can see an interest coming from new investments from all areas of our industry, which is a pretty good sign. Better education and definitions of each discipline is surely a step in the right direction. And the average profit margin of established businesses with these disciplines has in many cases increased tenfold. There is more interest from the public that is taking time to actually educate themselves, as opposed to relying upon early generational education and public media. Therefore, absolutely yes, our industry is growing. Now, the direction in which our industry is growing is entirely up to all of you, the service providers that make up the knowledge base of this beautiful industry. You can take control, we can all take control, or we can give that control to other industries who view us as their competition. So again, get involved. Voice your opinion with confidence and learn. In the employee benefits sector of the wellness industry, growth will come in stages. It needs to manifest in stages, where each development will need to compare to adjacent products covering the health and medical industry. The reason for this is easy integration into the corporate landscape. Now, it's a lot easier for a broker to sell a recognizable line of products than having to educate their customers on new product designs. So, let's go over the basic design of the current group health pharmaceutical benefits. So, the core structure, fully insured products, life insurance, accidental death and dismemberment, short-term and long-term disability, extended health benefits, drugs, limited products, usually capped with annual maximums, vision, nursing, paramedicals, and dental. Other add-ons, critical illness insurance, employee assistance program, commonly known as EAP, gym memberships, which is a controlled service, best doctors, legal advice, and more. So, that is how the current group benefits work. So, why can't we just present wellness as an add-on and leave it up to the insurance companies to take care of the details? Well, we've already seen what happens when wellness disciplines is added, then controlled by the insurers. Paramedicals are wellness disciplines meant to improve the quality of life of the employees and reduce their dependency on drugs and medical care. They are the para to the medical industry. And you can speak to any insurance broker, HR department, or corporate strategists about paramedicals, and very often the first thing out of their mouth is complaints that they're not being used for the intended purposes that they were used, that they're supposed to be, and fraught with misuse and abuse by employees with an overdeveloped sense of entitlement. This is not a very positive statement to make about services that were intended to help employees improve the quality of life and become less dependent on drugs and extended medical services. So, the question is, what went wrong? Well, if you recall my earlier statement about supply and demand, you can easily ascertain why what might be wrong when paramedicals operating in a plan as a reactive tool offered to employees as an incentive to work for their company. Furthermore, paramedicals have a very different structure than the rest of the plan. In a group plan, there are usually 3 to 10 paramedicals with annual maximums ranging from $200 to $500 per discipline. And on top of that, there's often per-visit caps ranging from $10 to $70 per visit. All of this resets annually. And guess what? If you don't use it, you'll lose it. That's how employees actually read their benefits booklet. So, with limited amount of providers to choose from, and limited money to spend, employees might not look at paramedicals as actually preventative. Instead, they will associate it with the get sick and use it mentality. So, wellness benefits being introduced this year and next are designed with the understanding that wellness is truly preventative, covering not just physical well-being, but all forms of wellness to improve the quality of life for employees. Paramedicals are rolled back into the wellness side of employee benefits, which is great. Medical and pharmaceutical reactive care is defined as para-wellness now, only to assist in catastrophic care. The number of disciplines goes from around 10 to about 100, leaving the choice in the hands of the employee where it belonged in the first place. Service providers incorporate client acquisition in an open market where they are free to provide care as they see fit, focusing on the well-being, the authentic, real well-being of their clients. Corporations can see results in real time, appreciating the power of well-being in higher productivity, lower costs, increased employee satisfaction, and higher profits than they may have ever seen before. So, the group wellness products currently being sold forms a foundation of future programs being introduced over the next 2 years. Now, the closest comparable product to the new group wellness services, GWS, as recognized by our friends, our brokers who are promoting this, is the EAP, the Employee Assistance Program, albeit a poor comparison. This product line helps in many ways to usher in the new age of wellness employee benefits. So, within this structure are an organized group platform with discount services and education built in. A concierge system to connect employees to service providers for care and connect service providers to employees to market their services and, more importantly, provide education. A service provider registration system that organizes the various disciplines into a standardized database for simplicity that then can be used by new group platforms being introduced over the next 2 years. These foundation products will usher in the new group platforms exclusive to the wellness industry. It must be noted that once the wellness industry reaches a level where we begin to influence social economic systems, competing markets, governments, and opportunists will do everything they can to influence our growth for their benefit. Now, before you sign with any opportunity, the question to really ask yourself first and foremost is, what is the objective of the people behind the opportunity? In other words, look at their supply and demand models to determine if it will benefit the wellness industry and the service providers that make up the industry. We have touched upon information today that I hope has shined some light on where we are, where we're going, and what we are doing to get there. At the very least, from our perspective at Lifestyle Wellness Benefits, the group and the financial service market, we believe that the numbers thrown around about where this wellness industry will be in a few years, in truth, are grossly underestimated. There's a lot happening. Once we factor in growth, independence, unification, cross-industry influence, and opportunity, the wellness industry, get this, stands to expand and grow much faster than automotive, oil, gas, and information technology did in the respective growth bubbles. So that's very exciting. Wellness and improved quality of life is not only necessary, but desired by every single person on this planet to some degree. Ultimately, everyone realizes their own morality and limitations, only to venture out of their comfort zones and to find true solutions for the quality of their lives. At that point, they can either choose convenience, as it's been done often so much in the past, or the reality of creating really conscious well-being. As the wellness industry grows and becomes more available to the public, these people, upon realizing that they really do have choice, a lot of choice, will ultimately choose well-being over convenience most of the time. The only reason why the wellness industry has not reached its anticipated growth spurts until now is that competing markets have simply done a better job of incorporating their brand into the mainstream of society. The 20th century belonged to pollution, reactive Western medicine and pharmaceuticals, and personal hard-nosed business tactics that focused upon working within the law and outside of morality. The 21st century belongs to wellness in all of its forms, including real health, heightened morality, fairness, the environment, the human being, equality and balance in all aspects of life. Wellness is not new. We're simply remembering what humanity has forgotten over the last 100 years. In fact, the only reason why Western medicine, pharmaceuticals, and many modern industries have profited is the constant desire for humans searching for a better quality of life. Competing markets simply replaced well-being for convenience and the elusive notion of progress. Wellness is the beginning, the middle, and the end. Without wellness and its origins, health-related industries might not have ever started. Thank you.